Tonight on 95.9 The Power Cow, we bring you a special presentation of high school basketball. Our special live coverage tonight brought to you by Kelly Express Marks, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Top Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating. Pre-game coverage on The Power Cow begins now. High school basketball is live on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
Steve Boyle, Haynes, and we are indeed live at Lumen Christi High School as the Titans host the Northwest Mounties tonight. Brian Haynes, my cohort here. And Brian, I'm just excited for a matchup here. Used to be a Cascades Conference Red action. Then it was the Interstate 8. Now they're non-conference foes, but there's always a great rivalry between the two schools here in the same community.
Yeah, and I promise you, the Northwest kids are coming in looking for a little bit of revenge for football and just, you know, anything that Lumen seems to get the coverage. Northwest wants to be in that spot.
Although, if I'm being honest, this is the third time we've seen Northwest this year, and our first view of the Lumen Christi team. So I'm excited to get to see the Titans. They're coming in here on a 12-4 record, so a good record. The problem for us, at least, is that having moved to the Catholic League, a lot of their opponents are strangers to us as well, although we know Dearborn Divine Child, state champion team, and a good program over there. Lumen's lost to them twice this year, so both conference losses, although I've been reliably informed that they should have beat them here on this floor when they played, so... What was the explanation was we don't know what to expect with the Titans. And I think that's true a little bit of Northwest, too. So I think we're in for an interesting game. The other two losses for the Titans, Detroit Loyola, though they beat them in the second time they played them in overtime. And then Bloomfield Hills Cranbrook was a close loss, too, for the Titans. So even when they lose, it's not by a lot. So this is a team that's gritty. And it looked like they're not necessarily going out and putting up astronomical point totals, but they're not giving up a ton of points either, and they just tend to play a little bit better than their opponent every week, and it's gotten them out to a 12-4 record, a number 14 ranking in the MHSAA rankings at D3, and coming out here playing good, coming off a win last game at Macomb Lutheran Northern, 55-45, and the one opponent that we maybe see as a common opponent for them and Northwest is Jackson High, and the Titans beat the Vikings 49-47 back at the Spring Arbor University Shot Clock Classic.
Yeah, and this is a Lumen Christi team is a lot different than the team that we've seen in the last couple of years, too. And, Steve, you and I always kind of talk off air about the eyeball test, and the athlete for Lumen this season just looks a little bit different than what we've seen in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. A little less assuming, like you don't see the... 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", guys out there. See a bunch of guys that look kind of more like us.
Yeah, although
maybe in better shape.
Better shape and faster and jump higher. But, no, it's a different look. But I think what we always ended up thinking about a lot of Lumen teams is great athletes, not necessarily great basketball players. That's kind of shifted under Coach Tropay in the last few years where you see some guys who come out, they're better shooters, they're a little bit better handling the ball. Maybe he can't run as endlessly as some of those big athletic football players that we've seen over the last few years, but they seem to have a little more basketball acumen. And for those, and that's not to disparage no. either one, to me that's just somebody who's a basketball fan, you notice a guy who's a really good athlete versus a guy who's a good basketball player. The greats are the ones who manage to do both of those things, the Michael Jordans, the LeBron Jameses of the world. But in some cases, you take a guy who's maybe not as physically superior, but he knows what to do with the basketball. And in this case, I think Lumen's had that in the last couple of years when they've made a couple deep runs. And right now at 12-4, they're certainly going to look like the favorite when they go to that district against EJ, Hanover, Horton, Homer, and Napoleon. So things are looking like they're going the right direction for the Titans headed toward the postseason.
Yeah, and I'm also just pleased to hear you admit that LeBron James is great.
Oh, well, that's a longer conversation. Just not as great as Michael Jordan. That's...
Oh, boy. Okay.
Meanwhile, Northwest, we've seen them a couple times, and I think we've seen a mixed bag of them being pretty fantastic scoring and then struggling to shoot a little bit too. And it may be a case where they kind of have a little bit of a vibe where if they're cold shooting, they're not as tough to guard because you're able to kind of pack it in then and stop the penetration of Rhody Doe, which is definitely something that they've talked about when they're prepping for this game.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, like you mentioned earlier, we've seen Northwest now. This will be our third time. And the one thing that sticks out to us is just shot selection and making sure they're getting good shots. Because you're right, Roe can get to the basket as good as anybody in Jackson County. But what's he going to do with it once he gets there? You know,
exactly.
Is he going to make good decisions? We're going to get a little bit of different starting lineup tonight. Going to get Dennis Graham off the bench, and he's a guy that I'm kind of excited to see him in that role too, because I think he could be an explosive scorer, but I would like to see him do it within the offense as well.
Yeah, and I think that was part of what we noted a lot about that last game against Jackson High where they lost 67-49. Went cold shooting. Dido still ended up with his 15 points or whatever, and that was a game where he was kind of struggling in the first half, came out and kind of forced the issue in the second half a little bit, but it felt like he was kind of the only guy, except for Bryson Cooper, who had maybe the best game we've ever seen out of him in that game, in that 20-point loss. So if they can get both of them to have a good game at the same time and then throw in one or two other guys contributing at a high level, they're tough to stop for anyone.
And I told Coach Bradley that Steve Boyle wants to see a little more pick-and-roll action with Rowe and Bryson Cooper, and he said we might see a little bit of that action tonight.
If I'm being honest, Brian, during these broadcasts, I get exposed for the old head that I am. Like, I want pick-and-rolls. I like mid-range jumpers that are wide open. That's just me, man. But, yeah, I love the pick-and-roll. They still use it in college and NBA to a high level, and so I'd love to see it when Bryson Cooper already is a mismatch because he's so much taller than most players. Imagine getting him switched onto a smaller guy and you're able to feed him down by the basket. And he does a great job of that big man thing that we always hear. Keep the ball up high so they can't come and swipe it away from you. And he does that great. So him against, Wes Learned,
right,
that's not as big of a mismatch. But him against Zach Trope, now all of a sudden you got a height matchup and he can kind of put that thing in the hoop easy. And he had 20 points and probably 12 boards and a couple blocks last time we saw him. So that's a guy I'm kind of keeping an eye on because I like the development I've seen of him up to this year. And, gosh, looking forward to his senior campaign here at Northwest. Could be a nice player, really nice.
And I think he has a little resemblance to his brother Carson just physically and in the face and stuff. And I feel like when you watch state games, you see them do that so well with Beers and Cooper, where they pick and roll and throw a little alley-oops to Cooper, gets a lot of points that way. So maybe that's in the back of your mind too. You want to see a little bro do the same thing.
No doubt about it. Maybe that is it. Well, hey, let's take a 3-minute break. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups and get you closer to tip-off. It's Parents Night here at Lumen Christi in the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse. Titans and Mounties tonight on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hey, folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here on The Power Cow with a little special presentation on high school basketball. Quick starting lineups before the anthem, Brian, go.
All right, for Northwest, the guys that have been in there, Marquise Williams, Rhoda Doe, and Bryson Cooper are going to get start, but tonight Bobby Simon and Jarrett Osterberg are going to join them.
And how about for the Titans?
Well, the Titans is a little bit different starting lineup, too, being senior night. They works out great. Five seniors. It's going to be George Grossbach, Amarian Clay, Logan Hammett, Isaac Mackey, and Gibson Shore.
Pre-game today brought to you by Kelly Express Marts. And, Brian, how are the Nuggets? I got you some.
Oh, they're very McDonald-y, just
they
like you called them.
The
I kind of
right?
like it, yeah.
All right, and I stopped and got my Form Energy drink, too, so I had the Screaming Freedom flavor. And you would ask me what it tastes like, and I know I told you America, and I still stand by that. However, cherry, lemon, and blueberry flavors included in the Screaming Freedom.
Three of my favorite.
Together.
You like mix them together.
Pop, yep. Oh, so let's take a two-minute break for the pregame, or for the anthem, and we'll be back. And we'll get this tipped off. Titans and Mounties on 95.9 The Power Cow next.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as the lights go down here at the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse for the introduction of the Lumen Christi Titans starting lineup. And we're ready for this one. And I mentioned it, you heard, before the game started, but really getting excited, Brian. I was really digging into the postseason and what that looks like for the tournament this year. And we'll have tournament coverage here on 95.9 The Power Cow, as we have the last few years. And I believe you'll have these Titans on here with a couple of other teams of that district out at Napoleon. Not to mention what looks like maybe an even more exciting girls basketball postseason this year with some great Jackson teams that are going to be in the mix, including this Titans team ranked number one in Division III right now for the girls.
Well, if we do have coverage of Lumen, I hope there's some video of the George Grossbach backflip with the introduction. You don't see that very often in the hoops.
Is that who it was?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, hey, man, it's senior night. I don't get to start very often. I'm letting it loose with a backflip.
All right, well, we got, again, the senior night here at Lumen Christi, and we got some seniors on the court, all in the starting lineup for this Titan squad. And we'll get things started here, 8 minutes on the clock, and in the circle to jump, Bryson Cooper, up against George Grossbach. And let's get it tipped up.
I was going to like Cooper's chance here, but after seeing that backflip, look out. There you go.
And he did tap it away from Cooper, and it goes out of bounds, and they'll say Northwest basketball after the out of bounds on the tap. But Grossbach did get the lion's share of that basketball.
And he's giving up 6 inches.
Yeah. Sideline inbound, Bobby Simon, the top hair in the area. Although, didn't we talk with his mom, said this isn't the last time or something like that?
Well, and as long as he has it, we're going to mention it.
Yeah. Working around the perimeter. No look past Osterberg down to Williams at the elbow. Pull-up jumper, no good. And we've said it before, Marquise Williams, important player for the Mounties. If he's able to stay on the court, he's had some foul trouble issues the couple times we've seen. They missed that shot. Titans now on the offense working it around. And out near the Lumen Christi logo there, Logan Hammett gives it up to Clay. Passes over for an open look from the wing. Gibson Shore knocks down the triple. 3-0 Lumen.
It's always a good feeling on senior night when you're the first guy to take the shot and you drain it.
And there's going to be a ball control violation against Dito, and he's looking like it wasn't the call, but that ball got stopped on his hip for a moment, just a little mishandle. And the Mounties will turn it back over to the Titans.
Yeah, when you're Northwest, you can't afford those. Just there was nobody around him.
Nope. There's a drive from Grossbach down to the block. Passes back out short from the same location. Knocks out another triple. Senior night for Gibson Shore. And 6-0 Titans in a quick timeout from the Mountie bench. We'll keep it here. We just started. 6:59 on the clock. A minute in. 6-0 Titans. And that was just two good shots by that player. Wasn't particularly crazy wide open or anything, just knocked them down in rhythm.
Yeah, and I tell you, Steve, when you're coaching and it's senior night and you're starting five guys that don't normally start, you're honestly thinking like, okay, let's get this for 2 or 3 minutes, hang in there, and then we'll get going again. But what a pleasant surprise that is. You forget hanging in there. 6-0, a minute in.
Same guys coming back out of the timeout for the Titans. Boy, the Lumen Christi student section here in full force tonight, too. 7 minutes to play first quarter. Dito coming over the timeline. Right up the middle of the floor. Stops, pulls up from the top. That's going to go backboard in. Didn't call glass, but it counts the same. 6-3.
Hey, they put the backboard there. I guess you can use it.
Clay gives it up into the corner for Grossbach. Coming around to the top left side, Logan Hammett. Hammett goes into the wing for Isaac Mackey. Now Grossbach comes around, replaces there on the wing. Keep working that spot out to the top. Swing right side, and that's Mackey. Clay's going to drive. Pick and roll there with Mackey into traffic, knocked away. Dito running the break for the Mounties. Gets into the air, gets in the lane, scored it. Are they counting it? No, I think they called it on the floor. He gave the two signal. Was he saying it was good? Let's see.
Yeah, I think he was saying good.
Foul on number two. Basket's good, it looks like. One free throw coming. So a chance at a 6-0 run for the Mounties. All Rodito. He can hit here, and he probably will. Oh, goes him off the heel. But Cooper, offensive rebound. Puts it up. Scores it in a foul. Back-to-back trips to the line for the Mounties, and chance to take the first lead. That buck is going to count. Should be 7-6, and it is. Free throw coming for Bryson Cooper. And that was one, he was the one guy in the middle of three Titans there and comes away with that board.
Yeah, and there's that height advantage Cooper has. And Cooper is also has a nose for it, too.
Nothing but net on the free throw, 8-6. Lumen Christi trailing now, and we're going to get a little half-court trap. And they'll get a steal out of it. Dito going the other way from the Mounties. Takes it in into the air, hangs, and finishes with the left-hand scoop. And there's a 10-0 run for the Mounties out of that timeout. So that pleasant surprise 6-0 run for the Titans to start erased quickly here after the timeout.
I thought we might get a Lumen timeout and see their normal lineup in there.
Grossback drives into the corner for Clay. He's been hitting that shot since he was a freshman. That one doesn't come out, go in, though. Dito out in the other way for the Mounties on the left wing into the corner. Jared Osterberg goes back to Dito. Pumps, gets the defender off the feet, drives into the free throw line and pulls up and hits. 12-6, 12-0 run for Northwest.
Clay needs to be careful, too. He's getting really handsy with the dough, and he's hard one to do that with.
And there's a foul on Clay. Again, out of that half-court trap, the Titans throwing it around a little bit, and the Mounties anticipating well. Long pass there. Dito steps in front, takes it away, and Clay got him on the arm. So the Titans will make a round of substitutions here. And 12-6, they trail. And so, yeah, it's all new guys.
Yeah, fresh five. I'll let you name the name.
Zach Trope, Jonathan Morgan. As Dito drives, looks to pull up, now drops it down to Cooper on the block. Backs it back out to Dito on the wing. Splitting through defenders, and we'll get a foul call, and that's quick against another new guy into the game, Ashton Callen. And also Wes Learned on the floor now. And I think Kellen Crowley, our final name to get announced, of the new five coming in. Same starters on the floor for Northwest. They get it down to Cooper, makes a move to the left, and then pivots back to the right. Little pull up from about 6 feet. Knocks it down. A 14-0 run continues for Northwest, leading 14-6.
Little kind bounces there, a little two or three bounces off the rim.
There's a drive for Morgan, passes out Learned for three. And that's going to go off front rim, rebounded by Cooper. Gives it up to Dito, running the floor now up the left wing. Crosses, pull up off the dribble. Long two, but he's feeling it, knocked it down. 16-0 run now for the Mounties.
It's funny how Dido banked in his first three-pointer, which I'm sure he wasn't trying, but after that, things have looked smooth.
Yeah, I take that shot because I feel like my shot's going to go in.
Yeah.
You know, just a step inside the three-point line. The coach doesn't love that one when it's contested. What a drive coming from the wing all the way down to the rim. And a layup there for Ashton Callen. Ends the run for Northwest, and then a triple try for Dido is going to fall short. And we get a foul against Williams on the loose ball.
You know, that's that fine line of a heat check. I mean, Dido does have 11 points quickly, but again, still take good shots. That
right.
was a quick three, deep one, you know, 2 seconds into the possession.
16-8, still doubled up here. Titans with the ball and a back cut. Morgan couldn't make the catch. Newly onto the court, by the way, for Northwest, our first Dennis Graham appearance. And also checking in is Caden Holmes.
Yeah, Holmes was a JV call-up just as early as a week ago. Coach Bradley said he's really giving him a good shot in the arm.
There's a cut down to Graham on the baseline. Passes out for Holmes. Now back to Dito at the top. Kind of slowed things down on this possession, Northwest. Ball movement not going great. They get in the corner for Williams, and he gets a look. Lefty triple goes just a little long and rebounded by the Titans. 3:25 to play first quarter, 16-8. Mounties getting in and blocked with Callen's layup. But Cooper smacked it away, but it looked like it had touched the glass before he swatted it. So that bucket will count. 16-10 will be our score now.
You know, Steve, that last Mountie possession, again, the ball against this Lumen zone, it moved one pass and then just a quick three. It's a three that you can get at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Move the ball, get it inside out.
Holmes deep, top. And that's a real deep three from Graham. And there's the the problem solver there. So Graham missed the three. Cooper down there with another offensive board and put back in his 18-10 Mounties. But that was a real deep three.
Yeah. I like a big, though, that'll go after it, not complain that he's not getting it.
I can't say enough about Ashton Callen right now. He's been able to get down close. All of his shots have come in the paint right now. In 18-12, he's been chipping away at this Mountie lead.
Just a sophomore.
Right side now for Dito against the 2-3 zone for the Titans. And they are guarding all the way out to that three-point line. So if you're going to just shoot over the zone, you got to take a deep three.
Yeah, if you could penetrate, you could hit somebody on the block.
There goes Dito into the lane. Floater is off and rebounded Callen. He's running up the floor now right wing for Trope. Looks at the three, doesn't take. He'll dribble around to the top. Left wing, learned. Now gives it up for Callen. Going against Dito. Into the paint. Takes a power move, gets into the air. Dito blocks. It'll go out of bounds, but it'll stay tight and ball. That's a nice battle of a couple of young players. Dito, you know, he's a freshman, plays point guard, but he's got a good 6 foot, 6'1 frame.
So he's
he can match up. Yeah, he can match up with that big guy. There's a double pump missed shot, but an offensive rebound and putback. Nice effort by Kellen Crowley down to the block. And the lead just four now for Northwest, 18-14. And Anspaugh looking for Graham in the corner, and the pass just got away from him, went into the front row of the bleacher there.
Yeah, knocked that gentleman's popcorn right out of his hands.
Yeah.
You got to pay attention.
Coach Crowley down there, actually. Mentioned on the radio today. Coming over the timeline now. Titans can cut this to two or closer on this trip. Up to the top, Callen will take a deep three. Contested, but hit it. Callen showing the inside-out game. That's a nice player right there that can give you those power moves out of the block and then knock down a triple for you, too. Lead is just one now for the Northwest.
Showing a little bit of everything, and that body doesn't look like a sophomore body either, does
no.
it?
Dito behind the back, into the elbow, pass out to Graham on the wing. Makes a move in, passes out to Dito now at the top. High post, Holmes turns and looks good. It was an open look. Missed it, though, rebounded by Learned. Titans coming up the floor. Trope across to Callen, almost too soon, gets him in the backcourt, but Titans set up the half-court offense, and Callen going off the dribble against Dito. Scoops at the rim, missed it. Good defense there, good battle between those two getting started here. Dito in traffic, moves in. I think we'll get an offensive foul as Dito kind of tried to bully his way into the paint, and Coach Bradley doesn't like it, but he did certainly create that contact, and maybe just a little extension of the arm gives it away at the end.
Yeah, I thought there was a lot of bit extension of the arm. If he sees that on tape, he's going to say, okay, yeah, that was a good call.
47 seconds, 18-17. Titans, after jumping out to a 6-0 start, have trailed the rest of the way. It took them a minute to get it started, gave them a minute to give it back. Now another deep three for Callen. That goes off the heel. Rebound, though, grabbed by Morgan. Morgan crosses into the lane, into the air. Shoots it awkwardly over the right side. Almost got it to go. Cooper rebounds. 22 seconds, and Graham gets it over the timeline for the Titans, and they'll get set up in the half court here against this zone that has had them perplexed after that 12-0 run or 14-0 run, whatever it ended up being. The Mounties offense has slowed down against this zone big time.
That middle is really open. They could do a little high-low action with Cooper.
Dito's going to have to fire one at the buzzer, misses everything. And so at the end of one, the Mounties are up, but just by one. 18-17, our score, 60-second break. We'll do the second quarter when we come back. Mounties lead on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
That was past the Cooper. 100 layups. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, after one, 18-17 Mountie lead. They jumped out to a big lead and then saw it diminish little by little as the actual Mountie starters, or the Titan starters. Kalen's been able to work his way into the basket. That's probably the better matchup against Cooper, but Kalen's also shown he can go outside. There's a run and a block by Dito. Scoops it to, that was Williams getting it to Dito. Dito getting into the paint and getting the block. And that's Rody Doe. It's been a mixed bag because we've seen him get the offensive foul on the penetration. But when he gets a step into some space, it does kind of force that defender to foul or just let him go by. And more than often than not, they foul and he ends up at the free throw line.
Yeah, it's actually something that you kind of need to be here to see. It's hard to describe with radio, but he does pick up the ball and just kind of does the Euro little steps just to draw contact. Does a good job of that.
Yep. Gets both free throws after missing his first. Gets that pair. Pushes the lead back out to three. And the Titans coming up the floor. Zach Trope dribbles now. At midcourt, now moves right side wing for Callen. Gets the screen. No, slips it. Swings it left side. And there's Crowley making a move to the basket. They stop him. He backs it out. Skip pass across to Kalen. Pumps the three. Now drives. Clears it out. And that's Crowley open for three from the wing. And he'll miss that one. But a good open look out of some ball movement. 20-17. Mountie's lead. Dito pulls up quick off the dribble with a little space. He's feeling that jumper tonight. That one goes. And the lead stretches back to 5. 22-17. Quick 4-0 run to start the second quarter.
He knew you were here. And he knew you liked the mid-range.
There's a nice drive as Morgan gets a step on Simon. They pass it to him in the back cut, and he makes the layup. And there's the first bucket of the quarter for the Titans. Cooper open on the baseline, and he hits that jumper. Boy, that does have a similar look to Carson.
Yeah.
24-19. Score shown right now, 6:30 to play first half. Kalen deep on the wing. He'll take that three, and he buries it. Osterberg a little slow to get a hand up on it. Kalen showing he'll take that step and a half behind the arc and knocked it down. That's a good-looking stroke for the sophomore. 24-22, though. Mountie's holding on to a two-point advantage. There's Dito off the dribble. Behind the back. Loses it for a moment. Able to recover. Gets it to Cooper. Steps back behind the arc. Now back out to Dito at the top. Yeah, I'd love to see it. And there's Williams kind of trying to flash that high post. They go into the corner for Osterberg instead off the screen. He's open and buries a lefty triple.
Steve, that was a good play off a good screen. Like, that was a set play to get him open, and I like that. That's a good three. Go in or not go in, it didn't matter. That was a good shot.
Yeah, 27-22, under six to play in the half. Left side, and that one's going to come up just a little bit short off the hand of Grossbach. There's a move into the lane for Kellen Crowley. Gets the defender up in the air, draws a whistle, and that's going to be two on Williams. Somehow, he just gets foul calls against him. 5:35 to play first half, 27-22. Titans trail, but at the free throw line, Kellen Crowley.
You know, the problem is these days they don't show YouTube videos of guys just being straight up and making walling up. They just show cool blocks.
Yeah.
So everybody wants to be a shot blocker.
So that'll get Anspaw in for Williams. So go... Dennis Graham, Rody Doe, Bryson Cooper, Jared Osterberg, and Avery Anspaw on the floor for the Mounties. Crowley's second free throw rattles in, 5:35. This is 27-23 game right now. Mounties up the floor. Dito working up to the right wing. Now moves over to the middle. High post for Anspaw. Nobody comes out to check him. He takes the shot from 10 feet, knocks it down.
Yeah, that's going to be open. That is kind of a tough little shot, though, that little 8-to-10-footer with nobody
straight
on.
29-23 back. Crowley putting pressure on. Jared Osterberg gets to the passing lane. A little casual feed there. to the point guard for Crowley, and a swipe. Osterberg with the layup, 31-23, 5:05 to play. We got another timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break. 31-23, Mountie's lead on 95.9 The Power Cow.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
.505 to go here in the first half, 31-23. The Mounties look like they might surrender that lead back, but they've gone and stretched it back out here in the second quarter. Doing it with defense a little bit, too. There's Morgan off the dribble. Stops. Oh, I thought he would take that jumper. Gives it out to Callen instead. He takes a deep triple. There's Cooper with a rebound. That one was a good box out. Even though he's bigger than other people, he still has to play fundamentals. He did it there. Dito into the free throw line, pull up, and missed everything. It's another one of those kind of quick shots in the possession. Wasn't really a fast break. Took it up quick, but it's been working for them kind of playing at this pace. 31-23. Mountie's lead is 8, and Dito's going to get a breather here.
Steve, you mentioned the word, and I was just thinking that, like, maybe that's just part of the game plan. They want to play fast.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know. We're not in the locker room, but they're definitely taking quick shots. And as long as you're making them, things are all right. We'll see how long this lead lasts.
Yep. Especially with Dito out of the game now and Cooper at the same time. And so Ann's pause. Callen tries to drive, going to get called for a blocking foul.
Foul on Northwest, number 3.
And Ansbaugh, we know, is not afraid to take a charge. He's as tough as they come. You just got to get over there on his right hand and don't let him get that sliver opening.
Callen from the free throw line. And I'd expect nothing less. So far, early impressed with Callen in his game out here and knocked down that free throw.
He's got 13 of Lumen's 24 points right now.
Got the pair to go. Cuts the lead to 6. 4:30 to play in the first half. And Lumen setting up a little pressure here. And nearly turned over by Northwest. Knocked out of bounds. And it'll stay Mountie ball. And they'll get a sideline inbound from Avery Anspaugh. And they're picking them up about three-quarter court here. They get it into Holmes. Give it up to Anspaugh. And that might, you know, pressing while Dito's out, and Avery Anspaugh bounced it on the sideline, so they do turn it over. They go right to the bench for Dito.
Yes.
They're going to put that press in. You want to get it to him, and he can kind of be the one-man press break, but quick turnover there, and Dito's break is short.
You could guess that was going to be a short break, especially after a turnover.
Lead cut to 6 here, 4:18, Titan ball. Marion Clay going left side now for Crowley. Callen at the top looked like he might pull. Instead, he tried to drive. Now he backs it out. Looking to go on the drive again into the corner. Learned passes it back up to Callen on the left wing. Into the paint, backs it out. And Tropeo spot up for 3. That one goes off high back rim. Loose and chased down. Crowley will get an extra try here for the Titans. Pump fake Learned. Gets the step baseline. Goes up and puts it off the window. I think Learned was thinking about stuffing. Good thing Osterberg came to help. But they still get the bucket. Dito quickly back the other way. Williams catches, fires 3, and rattles in.
And again, a one-pass shot, but again, it went in. So
quick answer, 34-27. Keeping this Titan offense at bay. Trope gives it up now right side. Callen working against Dito. Crosses, gets into the lane. Dito swipes it away, and we get a whistle. And I don't think that's going to go against Dito. I think it's going to go against Williams or whoever was the other player there, and it is Williams.
Yeah, that's...
That was a late whistle, too.
You talked about Williams. Can he stay out of foul trouble? Well, here we are, 3 minutes to go in the half, and there's number 3.
So that'll get Cooper back into the game. He did get a little longer break than Dito. 3:22 to play in the first half, 34-27. It is a Mounties lead. Callen, another trip to the line. 3 team fouls for the visiting Mounties. And he hits.
3 for 3 from the line for Ashton Callen.
Game coverage tonight brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Time Coffee Soft Water. Jackson Public Schools. Kalen, another free throw and another make. And there you go. 5-point lead again for Northwest. Full court press here for the Titans. Dito takes it over the timeline and gets into a pickle in the corner, trying to dribble out and able to just kind of bully his way out of the corner there. And I think we'll get a foul against Crowley, and we'll get a substitution as Trope is going to come out and get Morgan back on the floor for Lumen Christie.
And we have Marion Clay with two fouls for Lumen, and that's anybody with anything significant.
Northwest inbound. Holmes, I thought he was about to fire that deep triple. He gives it up now, and it's Graham who will set the pace from out near the volleyball 10-foot line, backing up near midcourt, getting some spacing going. Looks like we got man-to-man defense again for the Titans. Graham goes around the screen, out goes the other way, Pope off the dribble and hits. It's another one contested, deep two-point shot, but it goes. And it stretches the lead back out to 7, 36-29 Mounties. Morgan against Graham goes around a kind of a double screen, backs it out to Crowley, who won't shoot from the wing. Into the corner, Morgan fires. He wanted to catch that one. For some reason, he wanted to shoot that one. I think he was angry he gave it up. 2:34 to go, and that's going to ultimately get knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Titans ball.
Yeah, Morgan right now might be Lumen's leading scorer. It's between him and Kalen on the season, and that looks like a shot from a guy that's a leading scorer and only has 2 points.
Yeah. Hasn't gotten a touch much with a chance to score. They get it into him in the corner. Now to Callen on the block. Working against Dito. Gets in deep. Dito blocks. Marion Clay comes away with the loose ball. Pump fake Morgan. Now step back triple. That goes off the heel long. And Dito able to slap it out of there. And we're going to get a foul against the Titans. It'll go against Clay.
Oh, boy.
Dito made a couple really nice plays on that trip. Got the block. And then also coming away with that loose ball. And he kind of set him up for a nice fast break.
Yeah, and that's a tough foul. That's for number 3 for Clay. But that's, you know, the price you pay if there's under 3 minutes to go in the half and the guy has 2, you got to think about maybe sitting him and not getting that third.
Dito pulls up a triple quickly right from the top, and that goes off the heel, rebounded by the Titans. 36-29, Lumen trails. Callen right down to the block, backs it out to Learn at the top of the key. He fires and hits. Wes Learn. Under 2 to play, 36-32, as close as the Titans have been for a while here. Osterberg deep on the right wing now to the top for Graham. Crosses right wing, Osterberg off the dribble. Tries to scoop it across the lane to Cooper, knocked away. Here come the Titans. Kalen, change of pace dribble against Holmes. And he lost it. They're going to say it got knocked away and out of bounds.
I want to see Wes Learn to open out there and see if he could maybe punt one in for 3.
They get it into Morgan at the elbow area, drives in, backs it out, Crowley open for 3 and hits. Good catch and rhythm there for Kellen Crowley. 36-35, it's just a 1-point game now. 86 seconds left in the first half. Mounties, feels like a big possession here. Screen Cooper. He rolls, Dito pulls up, miss. Cooper can't quite squeeze that rebound. Callen pulls it out. Run of the break, Morgan in the open floor. Tries to jump step against Holmes. Holmes played good defense with his feet, got in the way, but just good shot making for Morgan that close. And Titans lead it, 37-36. Graham off the dribble, pulls up. That goes off front rim, and Callen squeezes another board. And that offense, that defensive glass, it's like 3 Titans and then Cooper down there on all those rebounds. Into the corner, open look for Crowley, and he buries another one. And the run by the Titans gives them a 40-36 lead. It's the biggest they've had since 6-2, 6-3 anyway. 44.7 to play in the half, and we get a timeout. Full timeout, we'll take 60 seconds. Back with the final 45 seconds of the first half on 95.9 The Power Count next.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Mountie's out of the timeout. Graham on the drive, floats one. Got a good angle, draws a foul, so he'll get free throws here, but missed the shot. I did get an update from the girls game over at Northwest. Same opponents. Lumen Christie out to an 18-4 lead. Still in the first quarter over there. At least that was what the update said, so. Shout out to the UFO guy for that one. 31.8 to play here. Dennis Graham at the free throw line. And missed it.
We know those Lumen girls can ball.
Yeah. I was excited looking at the rankings today. You got Lumen at number one in Division III, and you got Concord number one in Division IV for the girls. So Concord went to Breslin Center last year. Are they bound for a trip back? It's going to be tough, but I think they're capable.
We enjoyed our trip watching them.
Yeah. You got to go see them at Concord. Concord's going to host, I want to say, the boys regional this year, too. So we might end up back there because the Concord boys are fifth in D4.
Yeah, they're good.
I can't imagine them not winning their district. You know, that's all on paper, but they're going to be heavy favorites in that one. And they're a good team playing well if everybody's healthy. Titans leading 40-37 after Graham splits the pair, 16 seconds. Learn's got it. Hands it off. Now Crowley coming across, 11 seconds. He gets it to Callen. Callen comes off of some contact, drives, switches hands. Dito blocks. We get a whistle. I don't know. Who's that going to go against?
They're going to get Dedeau, and they're going to have to say it's with the body because it was really clean up top. Yep, you can see the officials motioning, got him with the body.
that was a rough whistle. That was a really good defensive play by Dito.
That's his second. Callen just had the ball don't lie moment, though, missing his first free throw of the night.
Got the second one to go. 41-37. Final 2.7 seconds. Callen's going to come out. And they'll put Logan Hammett back in. Is that just we don't want Callen to get a foul in the next 22.7 seconds?
He only has one.
Yeah. Dito quickly had a chance at a fling up. It might have been deflected. So at the buzzer, Mounties managed to lead most of that half, but they go into the locker room trailing 41-37 on parents' night. Let's take a three-minute break, and we'll come back with the numbers for the first half. Again, it's 41-37. Lumen Christie leads here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan.
Need metal? Alro Metal.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Deep Oil, Brian Haynes. We got some halftime entertainment here. Some youth basketball, and then a random kid was like, they're playing basketball, I just want to play. Ran and onto the court.
I'm seeing some atrocious officiating. Just kidding. It's fun watching the little guys out there.
Oh, it's fun. It's got to be exciting for them, too.
Oh, yeah.
Loose ball picked up.
Do you remember?
They left the traveling, though.
Do you remember doing that in your day or not?
No, not really. I think my first real basketball experience was probably the fifth grade.
Okay.
We used to go to tournaments. Coach Rich Peterson. Anyway, we're here at the half, 41-37. Lumen Christie jumped out to a 6-0 lead, hit a couple threes, Gibson Shore. And then, I want to say it was 16-0. Mounties came back and scored. And then it's just been kind of back and forth ever since. And the Titans, little by little, closing that lead. And they got a couple big shots. A couple triples from Kellen Crowley and one from Wes Learned. And that just kind of got them going. And the Mounties have been, they shot a lot better than they did in that game against Jackson. And it really does feel like if they're shooting well, they're definitely a dangerous team. If they go cold, then it's tough to, you know, it's tough for the Mounties to score because so much is relying on not necessarily getting layups or something out of the offense, but just making shots that they take off the dribble. So that's my analysis, be it good or bad. But let's go ahead and get the numbers from the first half, Ryan.
Well, for Northwest, we had three from Marquise Williams, also picked up three fouls. Dennis Graham had three, Avery Ansbaugh with two, Jarrett Osterberg with five, Bryson Cooper with nine, and Roe Dedeau with 15.
Yeah, Dedeau shot the basketball pretty well. It was a mixed bag eventually because he forced some shots that maybe weren't necessarily in rhythm. And I still want to see him and Cooper with a two-man game because Cooper's just looked just light years ahead of where he was as a freshman, and now as a junior he's battling for every board. He's getting open on the offense and making those points count when he gets them. I'd love to see him and Dedeau just kind of get on the exact same page where Dedeau's leaving not with 20 points and five rebounds, but leaving with 20 points and 15 assists.
Yeah.
and because I think they're capable of that. Cooper's just, yeah, really impressed me the way he's played the last couple times we've seen him. So there's still plenty, you know, I think Northwest more than capable of coming back from this four-point deficit, taking the lead again. Just got to see that basketball move around. I think the best thing, we saw Adrian and Jackson play, and they switched. Adrian switched to his own in the second half. That third quarter, they stayed with the whole third quarter, and they saw their Jackson's lead just grow because it made Jackson really take time, move the ball around, got really good looks, really good shots out of it, and just played really patient basketball. I'd like to see Northwest be able to do that same thing if Lumen puts that zone on again, because the zone really did slow down the pace that Northwest had and change things, I thought.
Yeah, well, and I tell you what, we talk about the pace, and it was fast-paced, but it was just dribble up and pull it.
Yeah.
like it wasn't like they were fast breaking and getting runouts,
right,
and layups. They were just shooting quick shots, and I'd love to see Cooper get some actual touches.
Yeah.
I will give Bryson Cooper this credit. You know, a lot of times young players who aren't getting the ball and they think they should will pout. Well, he's just saying, all right, if you're not going to pass it to me, I'll get it off rebounds and stuff. And here he has 9 at the half. I mean, you're on your way to a 20-point game, and I don't know if he's had but maybe one touch on purpose.
Yeah. Just to continue to be impressed with the way he works and his improvement over the course of a couple years. How about for the Titans?
Well, the Titans got 5 out of Wes Learn, 4 from Jonathan Morgan, 10 from Kellen Crowley, who hit a couple threes in that second quarter. Gibson Shore, who started the game as the senior, hit 2 threes in a row, finished with 6, and then leading the way, Ashton Callen with 17.
Callen was a revelation. You know, he's a sophomore. We haven't seen him play before. Our first time coming out and seeing the Titans this year, and Callen just didn't start because they started the seniors, but when he came in, immediate impact and continued to show, gosh, he's got to be 6'3", 6'4"-ish.
Strong.
Can handle the ball, got nice touch on the shot, and he's, you know, he could take a guy off the dribble, and if he wanted to go post up down there, he could do that too. So that battle between him and Dido has been fun to watch, because that's two really talented young players in the area.
Yeah, it's funny you said we haven't seen him before, and I'm thinking I've seen him before because I coached against him in junior high when he was over at Hanover, and my only way that I thought we could maybe stop him is if I went out and guarded him.
Now I don't think you have a chance.
No, that would be a terrible mismatch. but as a seventh grader, I might have had a shot.
I see that. Well, hey, let's take a minute break. When we come back, we'll do the second half here. Titans lead at 41-37 on the Power Cow.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Anyway, yeah, nothing you did. We're underway here. Dito takes the inbound pass to the Mounties. Goes into the elbow, pull-up jumper, off the window, missed. Rebound battle, tapped. Cooper saves it over to Simon. Simon now looking for Cooper, has to back it out. Too much traffic out to the top for Dito. He'll reset. Cooper coming up the screen. I love it. Screen and roll. Cooper slips. Dito off the dribble. Scoops and knocked away by Learn. Same play we had at the end of the first half, except no foul this time. And it'll stay Mountie ball inbound from the baseline for Bobby Simon.
They ran something, though, Steve, is for Cooper.
Yeah. Inbound goes to Osterberg, and he's alone out at the top. He was open, missed the shot, rebounded by Callen, and here come the Titans. And he'll take the quick triple off the dribble. This time Cooper getting the rebound. We're going to get a foul call. And I think it's going to go against Osterberg, perhaps. Could be Cooper, though. It is going to go against Cooper. Oh.
Was that kind of the hook and hold kind of call?
Yeah, I think if they had the instant replay on that, that might change. That might change just like that Michigan State game. It might change that because it looked like Crowley had him hooked, maybe inadvertently. But Callen off the dribble gets in Dito. Or that was Williams with good defense on him. Him with three fouls and still working hard against Callen, working it around Crowley at the top. Kind of a reset here for the Titans. Tropez goes right wing. And off the dribble, Callen gets a step, goes in, finger rolls over. Osterberg's outstretched hand and a bucket. And Callen able to take advantage of that little space. There's a drive. Dito, circus shot as he gets in off the spin. Missed. Rebounded Titans and going up the floor. Morgan stops, fires three. Long up off the support, and that'll be Mountie ball. 43-37. Quick pace back and forth here early in the second half. 6:46 to play third quarter.
Man, Dido just made a really nice spin move, got to the hole, and had Cooper just wide open, just drop it to him instead, kind of threw up the circus shot.
Yeah, I'd really like to see them two get on the same page. And Dido, you know, because he's such a huge part of this offense and a talented guy, you forget he is just a freshman, so still lots of development. Osterberg wide open. He was able to quick, like, do his taxes before he shot that one and knocked it down.
Good pass by Simon, too. A little drive and dish out. I like that.
43-40. Titans lead. Callen into the elbow. Backs it out to Tropez. Comes across the top right wing. Learned. Pumps the three. Skips it across. Callen from the other wing. And that's halfway down. Comes out. Followed by Morgan, though. Gets in late. Nobody put a body on him. He elevates and tips it in. 45-40 Titans. Simon goes around the defense at the top. Nice between the legs dribble, but comes out, gets a pocket picked anyway. Crowley in traffic, backs it out. Learned. Left side Crowley left alone. He fires for three. Got a couple in the first half, missed that one. Look at Osterberg shooting through to grab that board. Almost knocked away from him, though. Dito up the floor. Left side Osterberg pumps the three, sidesteps. Looked at it again, now going to Williams. He'll take a triple. That's short front rim. Crowley rebounds and runs. Gets it up to Tropez, and they'll slow it down. Now he'll step up to the line and fire triple. Off the rim, rebound. Nobody down there, but Cooper takes that away, and now we'll get a whistle. Coach Bradley wants to talk something over for the Mounties, 45-40. They trail back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 5:20 to go, 45-40. Northwest trails out the ball with the inbound. Let's see what they drew up. This ATO moment. He has to throw it across the floor to Osterberg. Hands it off to Dito. Looking to set up the play. Cooper kind of directing Williams to go set a screen. Now they get Graham off a double screen. He comes out to the top, fires, missed. Big rebound there. Williams in deep, goes to put it back up and draws a foul. Marquise Williams went up high to grab that board. And on the putback, he's fouled. Free throws coming out from Marquise Williams.
Williams' first trip to the line, just 3 points tonight.
Got the look they wanted out of that timeout. Didn't knock it down, but still a chance to get some points as Williams missed that first free throw.
I think Coach Bradley's looking to try to get Williams or Graham going, both with just 3 points, and one of them's got to be a good third contributor.
And Williams missed the pair, rebounded by Callen. Titans fortunate to come away, giving up no points on that possession, still lead it by five, under five to play third quarter. Callen setting up near the Lumen Christi circle. Near half court, now moves over to the right wing. Screen, no slip by Crowley. Learned, swings it around to Tropez on the left wing. Dribbles now to the top. Back out to Crowley. Deep. Looking for Morgan. Crosses in traffic, moves down to the corner. Now backs it back out to the top for Learned. Learns get past the Callen left wing. Clears it out, working against Williams. Goes left side, gets baseline. Double team comes to help. Too strong, floats it, and scores it. Callen gets it that deep. Tough to stop him. 47-40 Titans. Cooper getting deep position, makes it move to the left, and then turns back to the right, and he'll draw a foul, and I think it's going to be from the help. And it is. That was learned on his back. Crowley comes down to help and gets the reach-in call, but I like Cooper getting it that deep. He needs, if they're going to let him work down there, he can work, but he can really just go up with a quick jump hook, and that's a better shot than they're getting a lot of times.
Yeah, and I could be wrong, but I think that's just his second touchdown there.
Yeah, out to Anspaugh. He's alone. He'll fire triple. That goes off front rim. Rebound, Graham in deep. Finds a way to get it back up, but we'll get another reach-in, and that might be Trope. And that is the call.
That's going to be his third. So Crowley and Trope both pick up three here.
There's a case where the last couple trips, the Mounties have been down crashing. Cooper, Williams, and we've had a Graham with offensive rebounds. So that's a chance for Northwest to make up some of these points that they're trailing by. Graham hits that free throw, and it's 47-41, 4:09 to go here. Osterberg is going to come out in favor of Holmes. Anspaugh, nice look at that triple, just left it short, but probably a good shot there.
Yeah, they've gotten some good looks off those out-of-bounds plays, wide-open looks.
Missed free throw, Graham, Titans rebound. Callen looking to take the three. No, he gets down in deep, and we'll get a reach-in call. I think that's going to go against Anspaugh.
Oh, they got
Dido?
Man, I didn't even know Dido was in the play. Thought that was for sure on Anspaugh.
Under four to play here in the third quarter. Inbound Callen to the corner for Grossbach. Tries to feed Callen on the block and is kicked out of bounds. It'll stay Titan ball down there.
Steve, that's a big call because that's Dido's third and he's guarding Callen and Callen's going to take it to him. If he picks up four here in the next minute, Northwest could be in some trouble.
It looks like they're kind of running a zone, actually, with Cooper up at the top. And it's, I can see the value in that with him kind of playing the passing lanes, but if Callen or somebody gets down on the block, Dito's a nice, actually a better shot blocker than you'd think as Titans turn it over kind of inadvertently with just an errant pass. So the zone paid off for the Titans or the Mounties in that trip.
Yeah, and I'll be interested if they come back with that or if that was just for the out-of-bounds play.
3:33 left. Dido across the top. Pulls up. And foot on the line. That's just a long two. It does go in. 47-43. Keep the lead down at four. Callen now on the right wing for the Titans. Quickly up the floor. And they continue with the zone out there with him. Kind of a 1-2-2.
Yeah. Yep. We'll see how Lumen attacks this.
And it's interesting to play. Yeah, to have Cooper out there being the guy on the ball. Tough to shoot over him in that situation. Making him move his feet out there. Callen gets a step into the corner. There's a triple. No, up high. Rebounded, though, Amarion Clay. Clay gets it back out to Holmes. Or excuse me, Morgan. Morgan left side for Callen. Callen looking for a cutter. It's good. Grossbach into the corner. Tries to penetrate. Cutter down the lane is Morgan, and the floater goes. But the Titans still looking to cut and move during the against the zone, and works out in that one. 49-43, lead back to six, 2.5 to play in the third.
You said a good ball movement.
Graham's got in the corner. There's Cooper cutting through. Double team comes briefly, and then he goes up with a power move. Pretty well defended down there by Learned. Out on the breakaway, Morgan will lay it up. So quick rebound and run out for the Titans. Get a layup, and 51-43, largest lead of the game, I believe, for Lumen Christi.
I was wondering if Coach Bailey was going to get a timeout there.
2:06 to play. He's going to let him stick with it. Against the zone now from the Titans. High post for Anspaugh. Skips it across to Holmes. Back out to Dido. Anspaugh. Right wing Graham. He'll step up and take a deep three. That one comes off the rim. Cooper battling, but rebound tap to Learned. Out to the races is Clay. Stops, reverses, out to Grossbach. Skips into the corner. Learned steps back for a triple. And no! Looks like it might go. Rebounded Dido, and he's going to look to run. No numbers. Continues to put the foot on the gas. Now backs it out into the corner. Step back, triple, long. Hooper grabs that rebound. Back out to the top for Anspaugh. Skip pass into the corner for Graham. He pumps the three. Drives, spins, elevates. Fader. And on the rebound attempt, Clay had it. Cooper grabbed him. And that'll be a foul against the Mounties. 51-43, and we're down to 80 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
We're kind of seeing a tale of two offensive sides. On one right. side, the ball's really moving and getting some good shots. The other one, it's kind of like they're just hoping for some one-on-one. And
learned a little weave on the perimeter here for the Titans. Now Kalen catches and shoots 4-3. Short front rim rebound, Morgan. He puts it back up. Missed, but he's going to draw some contact. He's going to get Graham on that one, it looks like.
Yeah, Graham better be careful. He's really complaining. You don't want to show up the official. That's when they might get you, and that'd be a personal, too. So it is just Graham's first.
101 now in our third quarter clock. 51-43, and Morgan at the free throw line hits.
Morgan's had a nice little third quarter here with 7, up to 11 for the game.
Callen will get a breather, and that'll get Logan Hammett back on the floor. Morgan's second free throw, a miss. Ito had a chance at it, but Morgan comes to get it, and they'll draw another foul on the floor, and that might be Cooper again.
And all of a sudden, he's up to 3 fouls. Officials starting to call a lot of just little reaches.
A quick time. That's 5 team fouls now against the Mounties, too. So free throws the rest of the way here for the final 58 seconds. That one goes. Morgan hits again.
8 points on the quarter, 2 for 3 from the line. Jonathan Morgan.
And that one rolls off. Cooper fighting, gets the rebound out to Dito. Quickly up the floor, sets up at the line, now into the free throw line area. And missed the jumper, battle off the ball, or loose ball foul. I think he's going to go against Graham again.
Yep.
His second.
Yeah.
53-43. The lead stretches out to 10, and now 48 seconds left. More free throws for the Titans.
The lead and the length of this quarter are both stretching out right now. It's been a long, long third quarter with a lot of fouls.
Again, our way towards 8 o'clock here on 95.9 The Power Cow, WIBM, Brooklyn Jackson. 48.1 on the clock. Missed that free throw, so we stay at the 10-point difference between the two teams, and there's another free throw, and that one goes, so we'll stretch it out to 11. Largest lead of the game now for Lumen Christie. Dito coming up the floor. Crosses into the middle, gives up to Anspaugh. He showed on the three, but won't take it. Dito gets some penetration. We'll get a tie up in the paint. And I didn't see who tied him up there, but good job moving your feet to stay with him when he did that jump stop.
Logan Hammett. Yeah, senior. Getting the high fives for that, coming out now.
A little offense-defense there as Callen comes in for this final 37 seconds. I think they do kind of protect him a little bit in the end of quarters to kind of take him out, avoid getting a cheap foul.
Give him just that little extra rest as well.
Yeah. Callen coming across as the Titans weave it around the perimeter. Learned has it near center court, right wing. Grossbach comes around the top. Scoops to Clay. Clay gives it up to Morgan out near the Lumen logo. Graham knocks it away briefly. Morgan recovers over left side. Callen dribbles into the painted area. Takes it to the hoop. Into the air. Double clutch. No good. No foul call either. Graham flings from half court. Hits the support beam. But the buzzer sounds in the end of the third quarter. 54-43 is where we'll sit. 60-second commercial break, and we'll play the final period here. 54-43 Titans on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Eight minutes to play here. Mounties ball trailing by 11. They managed to kind of stick around, but little by little, the Titans have just kind of chipped away at the advantage. And there's Graham taking one quickly into possession. Contested, might have been deflected, came up short, and now the Titans back on the offensive side of the floor. Learned Clay, Morgan, and Callen with Grossbach on the floor for Lumen. Into the corner, Clay all alone for three. That one goes a little long. Dito rebounds, turns it up the floor as he tends to do. Quickly, pushing Temple. Pull up off the dribble. Good defense. Morgan made that a tough shot. Rebounded by Learned. Back to Callen. They go the other way. Callen drives into the air. Takes a bump. That's got to be a little acting. He's too strong to get bumped down on the dribble like that. But he'll go to the free throw line for a pair.
Yeah, we were having that discussion with a couple buddies of mine of whether, you know, some people call it flopping or whatever. Is that a skill? Is that a play that you shouldn't be doing as a good player? But I argue that that's still part of the game is selling a foul, and you know, you call it flopping or whatever, but I think that's a skill that you can practice on and get some extra trips to the line.
And he missed that free throw. Split the pair, 55-43. 12 now, the biggest lead of the game for the Titans. Graham, left side for Anspaugh. Now to the top for Dido. Dribbles around, gives it up to Osterberg, back to the game for Northwest. He goes off the dribble into the elbow, picks it up. Cooper baseline, spots up, jumps, and hits. 55-45.
Showing a little range.
Yeah, really confident on that baseline, Jay. Nice look by Callen. Looks like he was going to go to the corner for Clay. Then he saw Grossbaugh drop down to the block and found him for an open layup. Meanwhile, you couldn't have worse news for the Mounties as Dito comes up limping. So trainer's going to have to get involved on that one. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break. 6:40 to play. 57-45 Titans on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Mounty ball, and wow, almost an awesome defensive play by the Titans. Kind of playing that zone, and Graham with kind of a casual pass to Osterberg on the wing, and two Titan defenders jumped in front and ends up going out of bounds off of them. But Titans stepping up the defense a little bit here against the Mounties. Have to throw it into the backcourt, and Learn knocks it away from Cooper. And it'll be a foul call.
Yeah, I think that was a good call, but on the other hand, there was two guys just maybe both going for the ball. Looked like Learn kind of took him down.
That looked like Learn trying to catch one of those 30-yard passes down the sideline, jumping up against a defensive player. He tends to come up with those. 6:09 to play here, 57-45, and now the Mounties will pass it in from the backcourt. And you got a time correction or something?
I'm not sure what they're.
They did it. They gave him 6 seconds. Good work, Tom Adler, down there on the score machine.
I mean, was it though? He was 6 seconds off.
No, good correction.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and now we're talking something else over again here. They're going to the scorebook.
I don't know if they're discussing how many fouls learned has. I have them for one. Scorebook has, or scoreboard has them for one. Whatever it is, though, let's just get going.
Inbound goes to Holmes, and he gives it up to Graham, and now we'll get a technical foul.
It looks like it.
Technical foul on.
Yep.
Let's go against Coach Bradley. Whatever he, I don't know exactly what he was disagreeing with on the scoreboard or the scorebook, but he was not done talking about it for a while, and the official was, though.
Yeah.
Kalen hits a free throw.
Kalen will take it. Add to his total. Up to 22 now for the sophomore.
58-45. And got another one. We know the Mounties are capable of a run. They're down 14 now. That'd be their second biggest run of the game, but 6 of 10 to play, so you hope to get, you can't get them all back at once, but can we get stops and buckets, you know?
And the Doe on the bench with an ankle.
Yeah.
It's going to be tougher.
I think he's maybe getting treatment at least, so maybe. Meanwhile, the Titans moving around. Morgan drives in into the corner. Learned pump fakes a three. Now gives it up to the top. Kalen, he'll go off the dribble. Gets a step into the paint. Double team comes down to help. Try to back it out. Now looks back to the basket. Knocked away by Graham, but we'll get a foul call. And I think that's going to go against Graham.
Foul on Northwest number two. That is Graham. That's his third. Team's second.
Graham, Cooper, the Doe all with three. Marquise Williams with four for Northwest. Lumen, three guys with 3-2, including Amarion Clay, Kalen Crowley, and Zach Trope.
Kalen hits another free throw. Stretches the lead out to 15, 60-45. And we got 5:47 to play in this one. And second one rattles off. Tapped by Grossbach, but right to the Mounties. Osterberg up the floor. Skip pass up to Graham. Pump fakes, drives. Jump stop, gets down deep, passes out. Holmes floats one from the baseline, comes off. Anspaw had it, couldn't squeeze it, goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was knocked away, and it'll be Mountie ball.
It might be fortunate for Northwest that there's no replay on that.
Yeah. Inbound to the corner, Osterberg catches and fires short. Rebound, Anspaw pulls it out of there. Dribbles around now, right wing. Open for Holmes for three and hits. Something from the JV call-up. Caden Holmes. 60-48, cuts the lead to 12. Grossbach out to Kalen, now left side. It's Learned. Dribbles around to the top. Right wing for Kalen, and Learned took an extra drag of the foot before he passed that one off, and he caught for the travel.
And here's where I like Lumen's coaching staff, led by Josh Trope, out there telling the Titans to just take it easy. And, I don't think they're looking to run any four corners, but just spread out your offense, run it. Let's get some layups.
Yeah, continue to kind of pass it around like they have been. Osterberg dribbles in, pulls up off the dribble. No good. Rebound. Lumen Christie. It's Ben Learned. Or Wes Learned. Excuse me. Ben's a principal. I know I saw him here. Rooting for Wes. Kalen, give it up to Clay. Out there near the jump circle. Now near the arc. Back on the floor is Crowley. Dribbling around. Gets in deep. Double team comes to help. Backs it back out to Kalen at the top. He goes off the dribble. Drops it off for Crowley. Pumps the three now into the lane. Drops it down to the baseline for Morgan, who hangs in the air. Tough to get that shot up even. And that'll be rebounded and then a foul committed. And it's Crowley, who just come in with three fouls, goes back to the bench with four.
And that's one where when you're up 12, you just want to let that go.
4:19 left here, 60-48. Graham left side now. Holmes to the top. Osterberg off the dribble. He's taking the last couple shots off the dribble here. That one, he gets the little fader to go. Bounces in, rolls in. Four to play, 60-50. Osterberg near steal. Clay working two-man game. Morgan gets a step. Loses it for a moment. Able to put it quickly off the backboard and score it. Mountie's quick the other way. 62-50, they trail. Pull up off the dribble. Holmes for three. Halfway down, comes out. Rebound. Morgan got Clay ahead of everyone. It's batted back, and Morgan recovers it. And now the Titans will set up half court. 3:36 to play. 62-50.
Morgan with 14 points now for Lumen.
There's one from the wing for him, and he buries it. 65-50. Mounties have cut into the lead briefly, but now it looks like it starts back out to 15. There's Osterberg again calling his own number. Missed the shot, but he'll go to the free throw line likely here with the foul call.
He's kind of called his own number the last four or five trips, hasn't he?
Morgan, that's his first, team third.
That's kind of part of the problem, too, in high school ball. When you do guys have guys pulling up quick shots and, you know, the way kind of high school players frequently think is, all right, if I touch it, I better shoot it because I'm never going to get it back.
Right.
When it's that kind of, you know, pace or offense or whatever.
Osterberg's free throw rattles out. 3:19 to play, 65-50. Game coverage brought to you by, of course, Kelly Express Marts, Bailey Excavating, Tom Coffee Softwater, AeroQuip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Osterberg gets that one to rattle in, 65-51, 3:18 to go here. Titans trying to finish this game out. Taking some time against a half-court trap. High post learned in the corner for Clay. Wisely skips it back out to Callen. He'll drive in, but back it out, and Morgan can't get it, so there's a turnover. I thought some wisdom going on out here, but they do turn it over. Williams spins into the air, off the window, too strong. Rebound learned, and he's got Callen ahead of everyone. Shuffles the feet, gets the layup. Fired a pass. That was learned, showing the passing skills, not the receiving skills. Cooper making a move to the baseline. He'll draw a foul down there. That'll be on the floor. 13 foul, or is that going to be fourth against Northwest? Or excuse me, against the Titans. It is fourth. 67-51, 2:43 to go here, fourth quarter.
Feeling pretty academic right now.
Osterberg catches, shoots on the inbound, missed, rebound, and a loose ball foul. And I think that's going to be against Graham. Oh, nope. No, Mario
other,
Clay. I didn't
other
think
number
he was
two.
In on the play.
Two on two crime. Clay got kind of pushed Graham on that one.
Okay. That is a the 15 foul, so bonus free throws the rest of the way for Northwest. If you're entertaining some kind of a miracle comeback, that helps. 2:41 to go, 67-51. And Graham makes. That helps also. I don't know if Northwest, this is them giving in, but Gabe Christner into the game now, as well as Travion Kinnell-Moore. And Graham misses that second one, rebound battle. Kinnell-Moore trying to make his presence felt immediately. He said, we're not done when I'm in here. Catches it, fires a three, halfway down. Trying to Reggie Miller this thing back into action. Missed it, but nice first impression coming into the game with an offensive rebound on a missed free throw. Titans have it now, though, half court. And running some clock, and we'll get the bench mob in for Lumen, it looks like.
Probably maybe the same guys that started the game, senior night, right?
Callen and Learn sharing it. Now Troll payout near midcourt. Left side for Learn. And they'll come out and foul him. It'll be Holmes that gets the call.
Wow.
14 foul against the Mounties, so it'll just be a sideline inbound as, again, we turn things over player-wise coming into the game. Isaac Mackey, and you got Logan Hammett, Marion Clay, George Grossbach and Gibson Shore. That is the starting five back out, the seniors for the Titans, their last chance on the floor. How long do you give them before you have them all come out to the standing ovation?
Yeah, that's you hope there's something with 30 seconds-ish left and some kind of call where you can pull them out one at a time.
Right away, we get a foul away from the ball, and it's going to go against Amarion Clay.
Well, Clay senior night's going to be done. He's going to miss out on the ovation. Some people recognizing.
Student section getting it. Yeah, Titans 12-4 coming into the game. Their next game is the last two games. They start the CHSL post the tournament. They're the conference tournament, so they'll be playing on Saturday at 3 at Brother Rice. And then they've got one more game after that guaranteed. So this is the final home tilt for the Titans as Clay goes out.
It's funny. I love the idea of high school conference tournament. That, you know, there's conference tournaments and everything, and sometimes things don't seem to make sense, but a high school one makes a lot of sense to me. That'd be a good time, get some good games.
Do it on like a Saturday where you can have a bunch of games. Minute 40 to play, working around the perimeter here, Mounties. I thought that was a Bulls Jordan jersey over there in the corner, number 23, Sean Dancer. It's just a Mounties jersey, but there's a pull-up Christner. Partially blocked, but it looks like he got him on the wrist. Christner will go to the free throw line, and Isaac Mackey will get into the scorebook for the foul call. 89 seconds remain.
Mackey with no points, but two fouls.
All right. And he hits Christner. Gabriel Christner.
I feel like we saw Christner a little bit last year. Maybe with a little bigger role, perhaps, or not?
I feel like that's familiar to me, but I can't be sure.
Free throw stroke looks nice.
Got a pair of them to go. He's felt like he's like the eighth man. Like he still has a chance to play on a regular game, just depending on how it goes. There's a run out, and caught on the inbounds with the full court pressure on Isaac Mackey. Gets the run out and the layup. So there he's got 2 points, two fouls.
Yep.
Christner was open with a back door cut and double dribble call. I think they thought he missed it. That was John Osterberg. Picked up the dribble and then put it back down again. And the official, I thought he was going to let it go. But I see that a lot of times where I think I saw him dribble and then dribble again. And they don't call anything. So I'm glad that I wasn't taking crazy pills.
Yeah, like where the ref says, nah, he couldn't have done that.
Right. It was so long.
Yeah.
Working off the dribble, and Hammett's going to turn that one. No, they'll say last touch Mountie, so they'll keep it. Hammett looking to get his bucket on into the book here on his senior night.
Yeah, you got to run a play for somebody who hasn't scored yet. Hammett's won.
An intervention from the official on some trash talking maybe, or some pre-bumping before the play.
Yeah, they had one talk, and now they're getting a second.
Oh, kids. There's an inbound in the corner. Shore, who hit two threes in the first cup minute of the game. Now a move to the basket. Mackey's showing the one-on-one. Coach, why have you been putting me in all year like this? One-on-one move to the basket and layup for Isaac Mackey. In the corner, there's Christner finding himself wide open and fires. Missed that triple, couple bounces, and there's Kendall Moore. With another rebound attempt, it rolls all the way out where Osterberg picks it up, and that's Jonathan. Now Holmes open, fires a three. No, air ball. Christner rebound. Nope, tapped away. He goes to try to save it, steps out of bounds. 25.4, 71-54 Lumen Christie right now. And we're just kind of enjoying the Lumen Christie seniors playing and the student section really getting into it in a positive way. Yeah. It seemed to be a positively reinforcing.
Here's where I hope they go ahead and let them shoot. Sometimes, you know, coach says just hold it, but it's these seniors a shot.
Yep. There's a drive, probably a foul call. They're swinging around. There's Hammett for three. No.
Oh.
Long rebound is going to go back to Mackey. 7 seconds. Gives it up left side, and there's another triple. Hammett got it in a foul. I
Got a technical, too.
A technical foul on the bench. I think that was Clay. If you fouled out already, you get a technical. What do they do with that?
Yeah, carry you over. And, you know, maybe the bench was out on the floor, but come on, 2 seconds left. They're celebrating senior night. Can't you just tell them to get back on that one?
I just don't know if he said something. And I heard certain words that were a focus this year that players were saying them that they could get in trouble. 2.5 seconds. I'm not saying that happened. I'm just saying I don't know. 2.5 seconds, 74-54. Free throws to start here for the Mounties, and they'll send Sean Dancer, MJ.
Now, that's the good thing that came out of it. Dancer chance to get on the board. That's tough, though.
Yeah.
But still another free throw. And he did make a nice hustle play where he dove on the floor. Some room for Dancer to get a point here. Come on.
Come on, Tiny Dancer.
No. Oh.
He's not pleased with himself either. That's tough, too, with a very vociferous Lumen Christi student section. He'll hear it if they get in the final 2.5 seconds. Oh, I thought we got a whistle for Hammett on the three, but I guess not. 74-54, deep triple Osterberg. Buzzer sounds. That's our final. 74-54. Lumen Christi gets the win. And the Mounties just not enough offensive firepower to keep up with the Titans. That steady attack, it was right out of the gate. It was the tortoise and the hare. The hare came out and got out to a 16-8 advantage, but the tortoise, slow and steady, won the race at 74-54. The Titans get the W. Let's take a 2-minute break. We'll add up the points and wrap things up here from Lumen Christi. Titans victorious 74-54 on senior night on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes at Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game as the Titans get the 74-54 win. And Brian, that's one of those cases where sometimes you'll see a team get off to a big lead and then it'll shrink a little bit at the end as they, you know, the kind of game's over. But that just kept growing and growing as that once they took the lead, it just kept getting bigger. And so 20 points was about as big as it got. And the Titans just continue to play consistently good basketball. And that was the difference in the play tonight. My opinion was the ball movement was better for Lumen. And they just had seemingly more patience and more movement on the offensive end.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I feel like I am. We said Northwest was up by maybe 8 or 9. And we said, well, We'll see how long this lead lasts, because when you have a lot of quick shots that we might even consider bad shots, leads can disappear quickly, and it sure did. And, you know, the hot shooting on tough shots stopped for the Mounties.
Yeah, if the shots stop going in, the points go away, and that's why you want to shoot what they call them high percentage shots, which is uncontested three-pointers or in rhythm out of the offense three-pointers or layups. And so, yeah, high percentage, whether saying good or bad, high percentage is probably a better way to say it. And that wasn't always what Northwest was getting. And then late in the game, they kind of went freelance, and when they kind of felt like it was over, we saw, again, some players calling their own numbers. But gosh, Dito, once he goes down too, I hope he's all right, because Northwest still has some games to play, and they're still trying to be a factor in who wins that conference. So they'll fall now to 10-7 on the year. Still 5-3 in the league, and they go their next game. They get a little bit of a breather. They play Tuesday at Hastings, and that's the game where they'll go and be a favorite. So it's maybe some it's good for what ails you, a W against a team you're supposed to beat on the road. I hope Dito's, you know, that's just a turned ankle, and he's able to feel better and feel good by the time Tuesday's game rolls around. Meanwhile, the Titans, as I mentioned, they go into the Catholic High School League AA quarterfinal game 3 p.m. on Saturday at Brother Rice. So they're kind of almost feels like they're in the postseason for them, because then they'll go right from there to playing at that Napoleon District with East Jackson, Hanover, Horton, Homer, and Napoleon. So let's go ahead and get those numbers, Brian.
All right. Well, for Northwest, we had three from Marquise Williams. Dennis Graham had five. Avery Ansbaugh with two. Gabe Christner with two. Jarrett Osterberg had 11. Bryson Cooper also with 11. Caden Holmes with three. And leading the way, Roe Dedeau, 15 in the first half, just two in the second, and he went down with an ankle injury and finished with 17.
Yeah, meanwhile, the Titans, who we hadn't seen all year, this is our first game with them, and it's their final kind of regular season tilt. But I think we saw enough to know that they're going to be probably going into that district as the favorite. And, they got a chance to make another run with this roster that plays pretty pretty complete. They have a couple guys that they can lean on if they need a bucket really bad, but none of those guys seem like they have to be that guy. They want to share it and get good shots, and as we mentioned, get high percentage shots and just get a W. So what do their numbers look like?
Their numbers at Gibson Shore, the senior, with 6 points, George Grossbach with three, Amarion Clay with three, Logan Hammett with three, Wes Learned had five, Jonathan Morgan with 17, Isaac Mackey with 4, Kellen Crowley, who impressed me today with 10 points, just did a lot of things good for the Titan team, and then Ashton Callen leading the way with 26. Did it from inside and out.
Yeah, and well, I think Morgan's points, 17, were kind of quiet, which is a good way to do it. You know, you just make the shots when you get them. You don't do anything to just kind of take anything out of the offense. You just, you know, make them when they come to you, and I thought that was great. To see that, but Callen was really impressive, and he's going to be a tough player. And in those postseason games where points are coming little less easy to come by, and you have to work for those, he's one of those guys that's got that strength and that inside-out game that's going to make him really valuable in those postseason battles.
Yeah, he can shoot good enough to make you respect it, and then I like him especially when he puts it on the deck and gets into the lane, because he's got that strong body, broad shoulders, knows how to finish. I like his game.
He's got kind of a good first step. I don't know if you want to say it's real quick, but it's just precise. And then once he's got that step on you, tough to get around him and get in front of him, like you said. Just uses his body really well and has a good touch to finish around the basket. So, really good game for him. Good game for the Titans. They win. They move now to 13-5 on the year. 13-4. And so they stay with that, again, top 15 rank in MHSAA power rankings or whatever you want to call it, but they're on a good path to go and start a good postseason run, and we'll see what they do in the Catholic League. But fun game tonight. Thanks to our board ops back at the studio. Of course, our executive producer there, Luke Moorhead, and trainee, Mark Koss. Any final thoughts, Professor?
Well, I don't think this is the last time we're going to see Lumen Christi, as you mentioned. I like their chances of making a little tournament run.
I agree. In D3, they'll be a tough matchup for a lot of teams. Next broadcast on the radio, Coverage heads back to Newstalk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, online at WKHM.com tomorrow night. And it's funny because actually I see a couple of record-setting girls basketball players from the Western Panthers in attendance tonight. Aubrey Allen out there, new career rebound record holder. And Rhea Hitt, who I think had the single game points record, beating her sister's old record with a 40-point game, I believe. Off the top of my head, but funny to see them here because they're in action on the radio tomorrow night. Portland in town to take on Western, not the Trailblazers, but that'll be at 970 AM, 101.5 FM tomorrow night, so you can catch that on the radio. And Connor Dockery on the call for that one. So, Brian, thank you to you. Thank you to our producers. We'll wrap it up from here. I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you next time.